Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, if you come to Hawaii in the next couple of days, you're going to have to hydrate, okay? Because the humidity, 71 to 76%, it just won't quit. That's. But otherwise, we're going to have a partly sunny day today, the high only 87, breezy east-northeasterlies, 8 to 18 miles per hour, gusts as high as 25. So, you know, when you get up there in the wind, watch out how high you're going to fly, because it could be difficult. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low about 77. Breezy again with those east-northeasterlies, 15 to 18. I'll take that. With gusts as high as 25, you don't feel the humidity as much. You know, when the wind's blowing, you feel, oh, it's cooling me off. You still have to hydrate, particularly when you're on the golf course. And I'm not talking about having that, you know, gin and tonic as your hydration mechanism. Be sure to bring a flask of water with you. So what about tee times? How about Volcano Golf Club? 836, 910, 1048. And the Flying Aces are out on the course. Yes, I'm going for Flying Aces. May you all hit that sweet spot every time. Makalei has an 850, a 916, and an 11 o'clock. That's where the Jill group is going out because Jack's hungover, so it's just the Jills. All right, and then we've got at Poipu on Kauai, 840, 1150, and 1220. Nine holes only. They're still doing all the renovations, their bunkers and what have you. So you can play nine holes twice if you'd like, but it'll be the same nine holes. Hawaii Kai has an 856. Turtle Bay has an 830, a 932, and a 1014. Waikele, 9 o'clock and a 1010. Raw Hawaiian, 840, 9 o'clock. 11 o'clock. You really need to play the Raw Hawaiian Country Club because it's like Jurassic Park on one side and wide open on the other, so you get to play every possible game you can think of while you're there. Eva Beach Golf Course is a 906 and a 1018. Wailea, the Gold Course, 11, 1150, 1230, and the better half is going out. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. And on the Blue Course, let's see now, we have a 1040 and an 11 o'clock and a 1230. And, okay, I'm getting really thrown by this one. At Maui Nui, there's an 830, a 950, and a 1016. And the Hendrix group is going out. Indeed. Jimmy, no, you won't be there, but that's what I think of. Jerry King, Discovery Land Company Director of Instruction, El Dorado Golf and Beach Club, Chileno Golf and Beach Club, Summers at Gozier Ranch Golf and Lake Club in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Welcome into the clubhouse. Where have you been, Jerry?
Thank you, Danielle. It's been way too long and a huge pleasure to be back.
Oh, it's wonderful having you here. Still the Golf Magazine top 100 teacher since 2009. I think it's been since 2009 that we've been able to have a conversation. Golf Digest number one in Idaho 2022 through 2025. How do you keep doing this? This is incredible what you do.
Well, you know, it's we do our best because I always say that's all we have is doing our best. And, you know, I've got such a great stable of clientele, of students, juniors and adults. And you know, and it's fun mentoring a lot of the younger professionals that I've had throughout Discovery and the clubs that I'm very fortunate to be a part of. You know, like you said, Gaza Ranch up in Coeur d'Alene, I just left there. I'm actually in Las Vegas right now. One of our clubs is Summit Club. I'm nearby on the way down to Cabo for the season. So it's not forgetting the recognitions and accolades, but it's always a bonus to be recognized, and it's all because of the great students.
That's wonderful. And you've got so much energy, and you're always traveling, and you're going from he's a member of the PGA of America's Quarter Century Club. He dedicated his career to teaching and coaching the game of golf. Has it really been 30 years?
I can't believe it. It's been 32 years that I've been coaching golf, and you know, now I'm dating myself totally. But I love every minute of it. I've always said, you know, Danielle, you do what you love, and you love what you do, and
that's
it's
right.
just what you do.
And that's
it's
right.
not really work.
Yeah, no. Well, sometimes.
But sometimes it is.
Yes.
So you just, you know, when you're passionate about what you do, it's just you wake up every day going, let's do this.
What was it like convincing, like, a Kapalua Resort, right, a golf instructor program from 1995 or a golf instruction program from 1995 to 2012? And you were instrumental in creating and the overall conception and design of what was the premier state-of-the-art golf training facility, the Kapalua Golf Academy, and I still think it is. How did you convince you know, the guys with the money to do all that you had done there?
Well, it's a great question because, you know, back in the day, and I miss Kapalua. Those were the good old days and 17 years at the resort. And I remember having a little 10-by-10 hut at the bay course at Kapalua. And then talked to Marty Kiter and Gary Planos and told them, I said, hey, if we're going to be building this whole practice facility at the new Village course practice range, we need a golf academy. And they laughed at me, and except for Marty. Marty was really a huge supporter and helped me push it through. And I called it the Full Circle Project. So from the beginning of them saying, no, there's no chance that we're going to do that, to them actually, you know, everything that we wanted to build. And working with Hale Irwin was a real treat.
Wow.
And it was fun passing the torch over to Ben Hongo. He's such a great coach.
Isn't he?
And,
yes.
A great fit there. So it was a lot of great memories there.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what's it like traveling? Do you have different groups of people waiting for you to come back?
You know, I do. But at the same time, you know, I've always said to him, you know, since I've left Maui and Hawaii, is that I just chase the smart people in the great weather and the great golf. And so I'm 7 months down in Cabo at the two clubs, El Dorado and Chileno Bay. And they're only 7 minutes apart from each other, so I kind of do 50-50 between the two clubs. We now have 42 holes of golf at Chileno Bay, and
wow.
It's unique for Discovery because it's also a resort. There's an Auberge Chileno Bay hotel there, so people that can come stay at the hotel can actually access, you know, the golf and practice facility. But, you know, just 7 months there, it's perfect weather. It's like Groundhog Day every day. And then once it gets hot, I go up to Gaza Ranch, and there's a lot of members that I have down in Cabo that are there for the summer up on Lake Coeur d'Alene as well. So it's a beautiful mix.
Wow, that is fantastic. So I was, you know, looking around, seeing what you've done, and I was fascinated by something I found, and it was the title of a podcast that got me. Jerry King, The Mental Game of Golf and How Its Mindset Lessons Serve You. So...
Oh, yes. That was with Terry Pataski. She is wonderful. And the whole theme was mindset matters.
Okay. Now, talk to us about that, because I think we've always focused, you know, just in general on the holding the club and all those things about the equipment and what you need to do and your stance. But so much of it comes from the brain and what you're thinking.
That's right. You know, the old, it's kind of a, you know, there's truth in every joke, but the old saying is that golf's 90% mental,
yes,
but 10% mental. So once you have that physical foundation, I mean, all the years at Kapalua and through golf schools and private lessons and building foundations for junior golfers and, you know, every player that came across our golf academy and what I'm doing now, we set that physical foundation, but then to go out and perform, it's all about mindset and being able to stay in the present and control what you can control. You know, my godson's now 29 years old, and he tried to make it on the PGA Tour, had everything, and he had the mental and wedge game and putting, and we all know how hard it is to get out there. And even if it's playing Carrie Pataski, when I was interviewing with her on her podcast, I was at the time coaching her son, Kasia, which is a really good player. They're actually at Kohanaiki on the Big Island, and you know, that was a big part of getting him to compete at the high school level and now, you know, reaching out for the college level is being able to control the controllables. And it's one shot at a time and being able to have a consistent routine and trust the things that you've trained. And, you know, it goes deeper and deeper into it. But it, bottom line is mindset matters when you're out on the golf course and being able to be resilient and to be able to just immediately click after you've made a three putt and then go back. I mean, for example, at the, you know, because I'm in Vegas right now, and it's fun kind of watching the PGA Tour at the the Shriners Children's Open. And one of my favorite rounds that I've been watching was, you know, you look at the leader, Rico. He yesterday double bogeyed his third hole. And now he's 5 under for the round, for the second round, because they teed off at 7:15 this morning. And being able to be resilient. One of my favorite tournaments was at Kapalua for the whole thing. I shot a 78 on the first round, and then came back and, you know, shot like a 69 on the second round. And I'm like, I saw Stuart Appleby do that when he was on his third one. And being able to go and walk the golf course and watch his mindset and see how he wasn't flustered or, you know, reacting negatively to anything and staying in the present. So it's hard to do, easier said than done, but it takes a lot of effort and focus.
Yeah, and the wind has to be the biggest boogaboo in Vegas right now. That wind that was howling around them, you can't control the wind. All you can control is how you react to whatever happens to that ball in the wind.
That's right, and it's having that good attitude, because the guys who went out on, let's say, the mid-morning tee times, well, it was the most difficult for them. And then it died down a little bit as it got a little later, but then it picked back up. And we've got 50-mile-per-hour gusts. I mean, you know, all my years at Kapalua, I mean, we know what wind is. And, you know, you've got to be able to realize that, hey, everybody's playing the same golf course. Everybody's in the same conditions to a degree. And how you deal with that is imperative to be able to have success out there.
So right now, is someone playing in Las Vegas that you're following closely, that you're maybe teaching?
You know, I'm not teaching him, but you got to keep your eye on Cooch, Matt Kuchar. I mean, he's become a good friend, and he's one of my members up at Gauzer Ranch up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, during the summers. And his son, Cam, I've played with him several times, and that kid can play. He's going to be a superstar. But I'm keeping my eye on Cooch. I mean, you know, he's tied for sixth right now, and playing very, very consistent. I mean, you know, and plus, because when someone becomes a friend, too, you cheer for them a little bit more.
Absolutely. you wouldn't be a friend if you didn't.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
unless you're playing against them, and then you could talk some trash.
Well, yeah, there's that, too. Okay, so, yeah, Matt, I'm looking at the leaderboard, is 9 under, 5 under today. He's through 15. You know, his first round is a 67. He is. Now, he's one of the not-so-youngsters anymore.
That's right. I think Cooch is 46 now. I think he's 46. So he's on the road to the Champions Tour, but he's not even thinking of that. He's trying to win every event.
Of course.
And, you know, I played with him this last summer, Danielle. I have to tell you, I went out, and I had one of my better rounds, because, you know, it's kind of the soar with the Eagles. You know, you kind of go to their level. And and I was 1 under par for a round, and I felt like I kind of tied him. And at the end, we looked at his scorecard. He shot 62.
Yeah.
He just made it look so easy. It's just a different. I go, oh, okay, I'm not going to be betting against you, Cooch.
What was your score?
I shot 1 under and thought that I tied him, and he shoots 10 under. You know, I'm like, okay, how did that just happen?
And what was I not paying attention to?
That's right. Well, they just, you know, all those birdies just kind of, for him, just looked like pars. It was just normal. That's just what he was doing on every hole.
That is really something, and to be in that shape. But yeah, it's interesting to watch. Harris English is doing very well as well, and that's great to see. JT Poston, Taylor Pendrith, Norman Zhang, and Rico Hoi is the person. You know, I'm mispronouncing everything. Say the ranch again where you're at.
Yeah, Gauzer.
Gauzer. I'll get that.
Gauzer Ranch.
Gauzer Ranch. Okay, Gauzer Ranch Golf and Lake Club in Idaho. I don't get around much, you know. I'm pretty much this Oahu circular thing. What's Chileno Bay?
You're blessed, Danielle. You're blessed, you know, still being out there. I miss living in the islands and my old home there. I was there 21 years.
Yeah.
A lot of memories. So yeah. You're blessed.
What's Chileno Bay in Cabo like?
Chileno Bay, like I mentioned earlier, we have 42 holes of golf now.
Yeah.
18-hole golf courses,
yeah,
and a 6-hole short course. It is just a wonderful, the vast golf and ocean club. And
is
and
it flat?
Like said,
is it flat?
There. It's beautiful.
Is it flat? Is there some terrain?
Oh, it's not on the beach, so it's up in the hills. So okay. There's a lot of elevation changes.
Ah, yes.
You know, and every hole is designed by Tom Fazio, so which is very unique. They have 42 holes of Fazio. I think it's the only place in the world that has that.
Wow. Okay. So that's where I was going. You know, like, so what do I expect going there? Because it sounds so very cool. And it's not that bad to fly there, is it?
Oh, it's so easy. It really is. I mean, after living in, you know, in Hawaii for so many years and now being down in Cabo, I mean, I'm up to, you can go to San Diego and you're there in an hour and a half. I mean, to where my kids are at ASU, Arizona State University, I mean, it's an hour and 45 minutes on a flight to get to. So it's very, 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 very simple.
Yeah. Okay. And the other question I have with children, you're coaching kids too, among, you know, maybe young adults as well. When you, let's go back to the mind game. What do you tell them about coming out of a really bad experience? They really are putting themselves down, and that's what so many of us do. We scold ourselves mercilessly after a bad shot or a bad hole or a bad round. How do you talk them out of that?
You know, I mean, there's so many, because it's to each her own, right? I mean, Everybody's a unique individual. So how I communicate to each player as a unique individual is it's kind of one of a kind. So it's not like I'm telling, you know, every player the exact same thing. However, there is a phenomenal book that I'll have my high school players read, and it's called The Four Agreements. And I apply that to golf. I mean, it's a life book, Ancient Toltec Wisdom by Miguel Ruiz, but the four agreements, the first is be impeccable with your word. The second is to not take things personal. The third is don't assume anything. And then the fourth sounds the simplest. However, it's not. It's no matter what, always do your best. So those four things that is, you know, life wisdom, well, we need to apply that in golf to be able to be successful. And so once I have my junior golfers read that book, they come back to me and just the look in their eyes is just completely different.
Wow.
They've learned something. But now the challenge is, you know, commitment is doing what you said you're going to do long after the mood you set it in has left you. So to be able to make that commitment to those four agreements and apply those to golf, it's amazing how I can just be a complete game changer, pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Four agreements. Like, I agree to do these four things, four agreements. Yeah, I just want to say that over and over again for people who are listening with one ear, and then it caught their ear. Okay, so, you know, there we have it. I have a question about Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler is doing okay, but I don't know. Has he lived up to our expectations?
Well, I think, you know, we all know how hard golf is. I mean, and, you know, and hopefully he's being resilient right now because he double bogeyed a pretty simple par five just a couple of holes ago. And so we'll see how he comes back from that. But Ricky's such a good guy, and he's one of the Discovery guys that he travels around to a lot of our clubs. And he's one of our owners at one of our clubs, but he is just,
he's a great person.
One of my favorite things, his wedge game is amazing, and he can putt it and his ball striking. So he has the full package. Now, your question, has he lived up to our expectations? You have to ask him that, right? Because and he would obviously say, well, no, I need to do better, and I need to win a major, and I need to, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But he's got the talent, and I have no doubts that he's gonna break through again and get in the winner's circle.
That would be wonderful, because exactly what you said, Ricky Fowler is a great guy. You know, he's got this charisma that just grabs you in. He's unassuming. He's got the smile, and you just, and then when he plays hot, it's like, yes. And then something happens, you know, and you're like, oh no, hold it together, come on, because we want you to win. You know, it's just that sense of enveloping a person and really wanting to elevate them and lift them up. Of course, we can't. It's what we want to do. We want to see that success in their eyes, and so, you know, that's.
I think Ricky is maturing a lot too, because, you know, now that he's been a father for a while, and And Jack Nicklaus always made the comment, you know, said, well, let's wait until, you know, he has a family. And then I would see how with that huge schedule and all the demands and then, you know, and being married and being a husband and being a father, I mean, how challenging that is. And I think Ricky is, I think he's been doing it for several years now of being a husband and father. And mm-hmm. now to be able to break through,
right on.
Now's the time.
Yes, right on, right on. Yeah. Now you were also with, in addition to being, you know, recognized as a Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher for all those, Golf Digest Magazine designated Jerry as top teacher in Hawaii 10 times, you were on the board, the presidential advisory board for TaylorMade, Adidas Golf. What do you think of the direction golf equipment manufacturers are going with the changes that are happening with the clubs?
You know, I think TaylorMade has always been the innovator and kind of a pioneer of you know, leading the charge with new technology, and that's why it's always been just a great company to have a relationship with. But, you know, when you look at the QI10 product with the carbon crown and what they're doing with Twist Face, and it's all about with the manufacturers now. I mean, if we were getting 5 or 6 more yards every single year with the new products, I mean, wouldn't we be hitting it 450 yards right now? It all boils down to forgiveness and performance. And I think that's what all of the companies are focusing on. The new 790 irons with the tungsten weighting and, you know, and the speed foam and the new TP5 ball. It just, I think that it keeps on improving, but it's focused on how forgiving. If you're hitting off center, do we still have the integrity of the ball speed? And that's the biggest challenge with all these manufacturers. And I think TaylorMade's doing a phenomenal job.
Would somebody on the PGA Tour want to play with a forgiving club?
Yeah. You betcha. I mean, you know, they are hitting it in the center of the face every time, unlike me.
Right. And, most and of me. Players, you know? Yes.
So forgiveness is key. So, but tour players, they want, when they're looking at it, they're looking at their drivers and their metal woods. They're looking at forgiveness on that, because if they do hit it a little off center with the driver, that's why with TaylorMade, they do that carbon twist face.
Okay.
If you hit it a little out on the toe, it used to be a big hook. Now it minimizes that. If you hit it on the heel, it would be an overcut and you'd lose a lot of distance. And they're getting so much better being able to find those ways to maintain integrity of speed and compression.
Oh, my goodness. I just sometimes wonder, you know, 50 years ago, some of the players, you know, if they were to come back and perform with the clubs that are coming out now, it would be so strange to adjust what they had been doing with their old clubs from 50 years ago to what is happening now. It would be kind of scary.
And the mix between the ball and the old clubs, yes, or the new clubs and the old ball, like you couldn't mix those. So it'd be a shocker. But they do that all the time. They'll go back and they'll use some persimmons. And you know what? When you realize these tour players, yeah, they're not going to hit it as far, they score the same. They know how to get the ball in the hole. And that's what ultimately is the end result. When I'm telling my players, we can have all the numbers. We can get out the track band. We can get out the flight scope. We can get all of the parameters of your ball flight, spin and speed and what you're doing with clip head speed and hitting it further. But what's the bottom line? Get the ball in the hole and learn how to score. And that's why I have all my junior golfers get out there and 100 yards and in, 120 yards and in, and be the wedge master, the wedge masterette. Be the best putter and wedge player, and you will score low.
Awesome. Now, just tell them, please, you know, that I would like them to make the club sound like it did when it was a persimmon, let's say, with the metal.
You don't like the echo, Danielle. You don't want the echo.
I just love the sound of that wood hitting the ball. You know, it just has, I don't know. I'm being silly, and I enjoy talking with you. Jerry King, PGA, Director of Instruction, El Dorado Golf Course in Cabo. I love just being able to say Cabo. Is it San Jose del Cabo, Mexico?
That's right. That's
all right.
Right. Come and see me, Danielle.
I'd love to. I'd love to get off, you know, into the air and land, and you'd have to go, Danielle, this way, this way. You don't know where you're going. I love Mexico.
Exactly. You got to go Los Angeles and then down to hour and a half to San Jose, Del Cabo, and then boom, you're hanging with Jerry. Come
okay.
on.
Hang with Jerry King. That's it. PGA, get your game on. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse.
What a treat, Danielle.
Aloha. Going to come back. We're going to the Big Island. Yes, we're going to Volcano Golf Course. Yeah, it's well, he's going to tell us all about it right after this. His name is Andrew LaRussi, assistant golf professional at Volcano Golf Course. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Ah, it's Aloha Power's darn hot fall sale. Riding mowers from homeowner to supersized landscaper, they're all in stock. Mower accessories, hey, we've got them. They're available right now, so you can mow it, blow it, bag it, and be done with it, and your equipment is doing the work, not your back. It's fire season still, okay? Protect your property. Get everything cut down. We ship off island, new shipments with the latest features arriving daily, Aloha Power Equipment Evile next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. Tell Danielle sent you.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Andrew LaRussi, assistant golf professional, Volcano Golf Course. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you tell me, did I mispronounce your name?
it's actually Iarussi. Common mistake. Everything else you pronounce correctly, but it is Iarussi.
Iarussi. Where's your name from?
It's Italian.
Italian. Yes, I love it. Andrew Iarussi. Okay.
Nailed
now,
it. Yeah.
You know, is the Volcano Golf Course, is it a Troon course?
It is, yes.
Wow. You know, I don't think people realize just how gorgeous Volcano Golf Course is.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm actually talking to you on the 18th hole overlooking the mountains, and it's a beautiful day. So it's a really pretty piece of property.
Yes. And here, I'm going to read this, okay? For over 100 years at Volcano Golf Course, guests have been treated to panoramic views of both Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea while playing alongside the ohia trees that bloom that vibrant red, and the nene, Hawaii's state bird, that nests throughout the property. This 18-hole golf course is set at the rim of the active Kilauea volcanic crater, 4,000 feet above sea, making it a truly unique golfing experience. You know, I just want to go. That's amazing.
Yeah, we get a lot of people from the Hilo area where it's, 30 degrees warmer, and everyone comes up here and they're cold, so it's a great escape from the heat as well.
What's the temperature?
It's actually in the 50s this morning right now.
In the 50s? Ooh.
Yeah.
Jacket weather.
Yeah.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, I'd have to wear special gloves for my fingers.
We do sell gloves, actually, in the golf shop, yeah.
I'd have one for each hand, okay? Give me a left
exactly.
One, too.
Yeah.
Now, that's fantastic. It sounds just Absolutely spectacular. Well, tell us about, you know, golf on the golf course.
We have a lot of things going on here. I just launched Operation 36. So we have that program. We're about 4 weeks into it now. I've just started doing lessons and clinics. And we do leagues every Tuesday afternoon. And then coming up here in November, we're going to be launching a women's league where I'll be conducting a clinic right before everybody goes out as well.
Quite
a few things that are going on that we're very excited about.
Okay, tell us what Operation 36 is.
So it's a clinic. So we're running it for about 12 weeks, or actually 6 weeks this time, but it's 6 to 12 weeks, and we're working from the green and going back. So it's a fully built-out curriculum where we'll be teaching the game of golf by going from, you know, starting with putting, chipping, pitches, and then working back all the way to the tee box. So it's something I actually wish I had as a kid when I learned the game myself, but it's a great way to instill success in people when they first start playing the game, because golf can be really hard, especially when you're way back on the tee box. It's 400 yards away on a par four and you're expected to make a par. You know, it's really hard to do. So if we can shorten the tee box, shorten the hole for people, and allow them to have a better chance of making their first par or first birdie, and then going backwards from there, it's just a great way to introduce the game to people.
Yeah. I have a question about the elevation that you're at. Does that enhance? Yeah. Does my ball go farther because of the thinner air?
It does. Or you're just swinging faster. So maybe that's why, right? But no, the air is a little bit thinner, so it does help the ball travel a little bit farther than where it would be on sea level. So that is definitely a perk.
Okay. That's wonderful. Now, you also, when we think about being on, you know, Hawaii Island, on the Big Island, you think of everything being very rustic. You know, it's like very rustic. But there are golf carts. You have Easy Go golf carts.
Yeah. And, you know, we actually have 60 golf carts now in stock. So that was something that we struggled with for a few years after reopening. And now we are fully stocked, and it's allowing us to do some really good tournaments and, you know, cater to a lot of people now.
Yeah. And okay, golf cart rentals start at $24 for a shared cart, $12 per person, you know, $15 for the single rider, that's for 9 holes, and rates for the 18-hole cart, $30, 15 per person, or 20 for a single. That's awesome. That's affordable.
Yeah,
it is. Now, speaking of tournaments, I have read that there is going to be a very special tournament on Monday, November 4th. The Strokes golf tournament.
Yeah. This is very near and dear to my heart. This is something that I've wanted to do when I... If I back up, so I actually had a stroke myself 3 years ago, and this date is actually the day of my stroke.
Whoa.
When I suffered one. So this is something that I've wanted to do as a way to give back to the community and help serve other people who have been a victim of a stroke themselves. So this is something that I partnered up with the Hilo Benioff Medical Center's Foundation. So they sponsored this, and I'm trying to raise money for their stroke department to help them generate funds to either medical supplies or to help them fund their own stroke support group as well. So, this has been something I've been working really hard on. I've been reaching out to tons of companies, and I'm actually close to about $10,000 worth of donations that I'll be using as prizes for this tournament.
So cool.
So I'm really excited about it. And now I'm, I need people to sign up.
Yeah. So this is Monday, November 4th, and shotgun start 8 a.m. And entry is $300 per team. But look at all those prizes you could win. Shotgun start 8 o'clock in the morning. Traditional scoring is going to be set aside. Explain that, please.
Yeah, so every tournament you get people with handicaps, and we spend so much time trying to score it, and people come in with, they can fudge their handicap a little bit, and it just creates a more of a competitive environment. I want to kind of take it down a notch where I want it to just be fun and lighthearted for the day, and to remind people why they're out here and what we're doing by playing in this tournament. So instead of scoring it, Danielle, I'm going to be using kind of a new format where I'll just be taking people's score. So if you and I are on a team and we make a birdie together, we're going to get a raffle ticket each, where we can put it for one of the prizes that we want at the end of the round. And then if we make eagle together, we each get two raffle tickets, and we can just increase our chances of winning different prizes when we finish play. So just a way to eliminate all the scores, adjusting with the handicaps and all that, just to make it fun, but still give people a reason to play well during the day.
That's nice. I like that. You know, taking all that hoorah out of it.
Right. Exactly.
Yes. No. I've seen a picture of you. I know that you're not old. You know, most people think of people getting a stroke are old people. How old are you, may I ask?
Today I am 35.
And 3 years ago you had a stroke?
I had a stroke right after my 33rd birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and to this day, I still don't know what caused it, but, you know, it gave me kind of a direction to take my life to, or a purpose to just help others with this.
Wow, that is just incredible. 32 years old and you have a stroke. Now, and I imagine when you, I mean, you're playing golf, so obviously you have recovered your ability to, use all of your limbs and your mind, your brain.
Yeah, it was something that I wasn't really sure really what the new normal was going to be like. I had a lot of eye stagmentation where, if I'm looking down the putt, right, if I'm over the ball and I'm looking at the ball, looking at the hole, and then back and forth, my eyes would actually stagger throughout my recovery. And I didn't really know if I could, how I would be. But, I'm really thankful and just so grateful to be where I am today and how I am, because I know that others are not. And I totally understand that. I just feel so grateful to be of where I am, and that I'm okay to live the life that I want to be living right now.
Wow.
So
I'm so happy for you. Wow. Okay. This is the Strokes Golf Tournament. Okay. And think of it as four, and strokes, right? We're hitting the strokes, but it's four strokes. People who have strokes, and Hilo Benioff Medical Center's strokes department is going to get all the money raised, supplies for them. They'll need, and their support groups that they have for people recovering. And you need support if you don't know what's next, whether you'll be back to normal ever again. So this is two-player team format, winning prizes focused. So winning prizes is our focus there. Traditional scoring set aside, that shotgun start, 8 o'clock, $300 per team, and you get this amazing view. You're in these wonderful golf carts, and you're having a great time with your best friend. This sounds like the perfect thing to do on November 4th, okay, Monday. Mm-hmm. So we need to get over there to Hawaii Island, or if you're on Hawaii Island, you need to get over to Volcano Golf Course and really enjoy it. Because, and the nene are, that's a state bird, and they're protected. So I was also reading that at Volcano Golf Course, they're hanging out, right, as I said earlier. They're just doing what nenes do on the side of a mountain. And if sometimes they get hurt, not necessarily because of the golf. And what are we supposed to do if we find an injured nene?
Yeah, if you're playing golf and you see an injured nene, you just give the golf shop a call, and then we'll handle it from there. We'll send out the appropriate people to come pick them up and then and nurse them back to health. So, yeah, it's absolutely something that we that does happen, and we do have proper procedures to take care of them.
That's wonderful. Sure. That's wonderful. Yeah. So don't approach, feed, or disturb the nene on the property, because that's their place. And we're just visitors.
Exactly. That's correct.
Yeah. And let me focus one thing on my transition here is because we're going to be talking about junior golf coming up here on Oahu and USJ LPGA girls golf. So at Volcano, you're also teaching kids, right? I think I understood that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what age groups?
Oh, I'll do any of them. I'll go as young as we need to go. So, yeah, I love to work with kids. It makes me feel like a kid again and kind of how I started. So it's great. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I read a story about an 8-year-old. Her parents, or she was 6, 8, her parents didn't play golf. And one day she said, I want a set of golf clubs.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Where did that come from?
Yeah.
It's priceless.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, this is Andrew Iarussi. I just have to think Italian. Andrew Iarussi, yeah. Assistant Golf Professional, Volcano Golf Course. You'll have to be on again because it's a real pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Danielle. Thank you for having me on here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back and we're going to be talking about, yes, as I said, LPGA USJ Girls Golf after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a 9. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
How do the pros keep their bodies fit? With professional stretching routines from Stretch Lab Hawaii. Our one-on-one assisted stretching sessions are designed to improve your flexibility and swing. Our highly experienced flexologists tailor each session to your needs so you can move better, feel better, and play better. Visit our studios at Kahala Mall, Kailua, and Ward Center. Stretch Lab. Live long, golf strong. Mention The Golf Club for half off your 50-minute stretch and mobility assessment at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
I got to tell you, I have got to get over to Stretch Lab because there are, tendons in my legs that are talking to me. And they're saying, you sit too much. You spend way too much time sitting. And therefore, I'm atrophying. Exercise would be good too, Danielle. But Stretch Lab would be so cool. And I recommend it. And their brand new place is open. And you really need to go check it out because it's very, very comfortable. And I just have to tell you, I was reading about the PGA of America, and I'm wondering what in the world they're thinking about the Ryder Cup, the 2025 Ryder Cup. Of course, you know, I mean, it's one of the most exciting things to watch. But their prices for tickets start at $255.27 for Tuesday's practice. $255.27 for the day, the practice day. And you know what, for the competitive days, $749.51. Gee, that's going to bring out a whole bunch of, I just don't know. Hello? I don't know. I just, you know, the European Tour was, I got to talk to Ron Cyrak. He's coming up next. I'd really like to get his take on it because he's been in this business for a while and he's probably going to have some very interesting insights. In the meantime, Allison Wallace, Tournament Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii, founded by Mary B. Porter King, is in the house. I love having you here, Allison.
How are you, Danielle?
Oh, you know, it's Saturday. That means it's I get to talk with you on the show, and then I get to go do the shopping for the weekend, you know, get everything ready for next week. How are you today?
I'm good.
You sound great.
I'm busy. Got a lot of stuff going on here with our organization, which has been pretty exciting, but good.
Yes. And that's fantastic. I mean, you are so amazing to me. But tell us about LPGA USGA Girls Golf.
Yeah, so that's one of our programs right now that focuses on just getting girls out there on the course, because as we know, that hasn't always been like golf hasn't always been like a very woman friendly sport. But that's certainly been a change that we've been seeing, and now we're seeing so many leaders, and I think it's just cool to sit here and have this conversation with you, me being here, even just working with Mary B and so many other amazing female leaders in the golf world. But yes, I think that's all about what this program is. It's just like empowering and enriching these girls' lives to show them that, like, one, just like being a leader is really cool, and, you know, they can do whatever they have their mind set on, but also, like, you can be really good at golf too, and like be empowered in the sport and be empowered as a leader, and you can learn all of that through the game of golf. And I think it's all about like teaching them the fundamentals of golf and teaching them the fundamentals of life. And I think that's what this program is about. And so it's not operated as regularly as we do some of our other events, but it's pretty much in full swing till the rest of the year. And we've got some really cool events going on.
Yeah.
That we would just love to see some girls come out to.
Yeah. And I'm really glad you're here today, because the first one is October 18, which was yesterday. So tell us about the event at the Alawai Golf Center.
So the first one was yesterday. It was led by Renee Ewan, the men's Chaminade head coach.
Yes.
And she came out and she just kind of taught the girls mainly about, like, you know, what it's like being a leader, what it's like being in the LPGA, doing those programs, and also what it is like about the game of golf, and like teaching them these fundamentals of like how we can be honest and keep our score. And it was, I think I had a lot of fun. I thought it was really cool. We kind of set up like a mock course in the driving range, and we had the girls play as many holes as possible, just teaching them the different areas of the golf course. So it's like, if we can't necessarily get out there, we want to show them what it's like and get them prepared for when they are. So that was yesterday's first event, which was a lot of fun. We actually had a pretty good turnout. And I'm only hoping to see our numbers go up and get more girls coming out for the future events.
Yeah. And I want to focus on LPGA, USGA, girls golf, like not a golf for girls. It's like, it's different. It's girls golf.
Yeah.
And you know, you watch some of the LPGA players, boy do they golf, you know.
Yeah,
watch out, you know. I'm just watching the leaderboard, you know, 13 under, 12 under. That's, I think Megan Kang is 12 under. One of what may be a rookie of the year is 12 under. We'll be talking about that coming up, but it's a fabulous sport. You meet really cool people and you just get outdoors and you get a little exercise, you know, a little walking, and walking is the best thing for the body. You don't have to run, You don't have to jump. You don't have to walk. That's really good for you. I'm listening to myself. Yes. Okay. So yeah, this was at the, is it always going to be at the Alawai Golf Center?
So of course we have some events on Maui at the dunes at Maui Lani, but most of our, like for Oahu, all of the events will be here at Alawai.
Excellent.
And our next one that's upcoming is going to be on November 3rd, which I think will be a really special event because we'll have Nasa Hataoka will be out here with us.
Wow.
An LPGA tour player. She's going to be out here kind of demonstrating, being with the girls. Not to mention it's a free event. So we would love for, like, to see so many girls come, and just, it's Sunday, November 3rd from 11 to 12:30 at Alawai. And that's our next one, which is just really, really exciting. And then, of course, we have a few more throughout the year, which will also be held at Alawai.
Awesome. Okay. It's only $10 per session. And girls 6 to 17 are welcome, mm-hmm. regardless of your skill level. You can have never picked up a club. It's great. And, you know, as I was saying earlier to Andrew, you know, imagine having your child, you don't play golf, and comes over and says, I want a set of clubs.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Now, how do you separate the girls in between 6 and 17, or are they all one group?
I mean, it really depends on what the activities are for the day. So it was like yesterday they were split into individual groups. So we paired them in threesomes.
Uh-huh.
And then their threesome went about and they played however many holes they could get through. So we set up like a mock par 3, a mock par 4, and a mock par 5. And, you know, they would hit the expected shots they should for par, and they would putt out, and then we gave them scorecards, and they got to, like, actually go through and keep their score. So rather than, like, kind of being a big group lesson in a sense, or, like, group clinic, it was kind of more tailored to an individual level of their skill level, their assessment, and being with girls of all different skill levels because, you know, sometimes when you're on the course, you might not be paired with someone who's as good as you. You might be paired with someone who is way better than you.
Yeah.
And kind of just learning how you participate, integrate with those different people. And I think that's just also a big part of the LPGA girls, USGA girls golf program in a sense too, is just those values of like empowerment, enrichment, like energizing, like just being all together and integrating as one and like being in that part of community and growing together. And that's part of why I think that program's so cool is like a girls golf community. So they're all in it together and it's not just like, okay, advanced players here and not as good of players
yeah.
here and so on and so forth.
It doesn't work like that in real life. unless you're on the LPGA or a PGA tour, that's a completely different ballgame. Yeah. So what I love about this, in addition to getting out and play, each session provides instruction on the basics of golf while fostering personal growth, teamwork, and confidence in a supportive, friendly setting. Confidence is what young women need from 6 mm-hmm. to 17. So many women, young girls, older girls, we grow up and lack this sense of confidence, always questioning. At least that's been my experience.
No, I totally agree. That definitely is something that may not be there, but I think the whole point of, again, this program is just to like help them build that confidence and that sense of security in themselves and in their game that they can come out and they can honestly, you know, we'd love to see them all turn into the best golfers they can be, but also if it's decide it's not golf one day, but they can be the best version of themselves they want to be.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this program is all about. And I think at the end of the day, that's what the game of golf is all about too.
So we've got 5 different dates, November 3rd, November 15th, December 6th, and December 20th. Those are the 4 dates remaining, the upcoming Oahu dates.
Yes.
Right on. At Alawai Golf Center, how do I get signed up?
So if you want to get signed up for one of these events, you'll have to download the LPGA USGA Girls Golf app, and then you'll choose your location. So your location would be here at Alawai. You would just go and create the account, choose your location, and sign up for the events there that are open.
Great. So that's the LPGA USJ Girls Golf app from your app store. Create your account, add your daughter to your profile, and then you'll know here on Oahu. But you can, it'll search for sites and select the sessions on Oahu that work best for you. But they're also, you're also having some on Maui, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good. Awesome. Maybe maybe at Volcano Golf Course next. You never know.
I'm hoping that we can only continue to expand and get more girls' golf sites out there and just get this program growing.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Have I left anything out?
Not regarding girls' golf, I don't think so.
Except for the five E's of girls' golf. Empower, enrich, engage, exercise, and energize. Through the game of golf, we aim to cultivate well-rounded young women who are ready to take on life's challenges. And that's pretty awesome to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Danielle. It was good to talk with you.
It's good to talk with you. I just, anytime we get together, if you have something on your mind that you want to bring up that's not necessarily about what we're talking about, you are welcome to do that.
I'll certainly be in touch. You know, there's a never-ending flow of topics on my end. So.
I know. Yeah, you mean there's first tee. I thought we were going to talk a little bit about first tee today. Would you like to jump in there?
Yeah, I mean, actually, we're ending our 5 weeks. We do programs in 5 week sessions. So our sessions just, we're in week five right now. So new sessions are open for registration starting next week.
Oh.
So, yeah, there's first tee sessions open that you can go through to, like, our First Tee Hawaii online. You can go in and sign up there, get your kids involved, and our these sessions are going to continue to run year-round. So.
All year-round?
Yeah.
That's great. And how old do you have to be in First Tee?
So it's this, pretty much the same ages, so it's like we'd say 7 through 17 to 18, depending, but I'd say 17. But, you know, there's been kids who have been younger. We'll come in and we'll let them get some. Like, if we can figure out, like, if they're good enough, we'll do assessments. And if kids younger want to come in, we'll happily welcome them if they're ready to come and play. So,
yes, great. Yeah, you know where I got the information about the – I couldn't remember where I read it. It was Nancy Henderson, the chief teaching officer and LPGA Foundation president. She asked her parents for golf lessons when she was 8 years old. That's what it was. I was going, God, I remember seeing this. That I think, you know, and then in addition to Nancy Henderson, there's Laura Diaz and Stephanie Perez and Preston. Is it? I'm not sure how he pronounces his last name. Scheitel, director of philanthropy of Girls Golf, and Brittany Daniel. Just a whole bunch of powerful women who are behind Girls Golf, LPGA, USGA, Girls Golf. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. Okay, we're going to come back. Ron Syrak's going to join us in just a little while, and I'll have much more for you after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You know what? It's Aloha Power's darn hot fall sale. Riding mowers from the homeowner to the supersized landscaper. Big weed whackers. They're all in stock. Mower accessories galore are available. So mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. And your equipment is doing the work and you're not aching afterwards. And it is fire season. Still, So protect your property. You know, until it starts raining, like they say it's gonna in November, and it's gonna rain for months. I'll have that for you coming up. We're in a drought. D-R-O-U-G-H-T, a drought. If you haven't noticed the condition of the grass. Yes, so protect your property. Yesterday there was this amazing fire in the middle of Wahiawa. You know, it can just happen, and then the blaze spreads. We ship off island. New shipments with the latest features arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Where? Oh, well, you're driving down Farrington Highway and you're heading EVA bound, and you get to Waipahu Depot Street. At that light, you make a left. And as soon as you make a left, you're going to see the big Aloha Power Equipment sign. And of course, if you're going Cocoa Head bound and you're in the right lane, of course, on Farrington Highway, there's two lanes, and you're going, and then you'll get to Waipahu Depot Street, make that right turn, and there it is. Why, yes, it is. That's right. Aloha Power Equipment right there in the middle of Waipahu. Tell them Danielle sent you.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. And we've got some tee times for you on Hawaii Island Volcano Golf Club. We're just talking about them, where the flying aces are going out today. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's an 836 and a 910 and a 1048. And if you're a Makale side, you can go and play at 916 or 11 o'clock, and the Jill group, the Jill group, okay? Is there somebody missing? Jack? Yeah, he's hungover. So the Jill group is going out this morning, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. We've got Poipu Bay, nine holes. They're doing a bunker renovation, so it's only nine holes still. 840, 1150, and 1220. I think the 840 is like, well, you could be close by. 1150, 1220, and nine holes twice if you want. It's just the same nine holes. And then we've got on Oahu, we have Hawaii Kai at 856, Turtle Bay 932, 1014, Waikele is 9 o'clock and 1010, Rohawaiian Country Club is 9 o'clock and 1010. And we got the, I made a mistake. Waikele is 9 o'clock and 1010. Raw Hawaiian Country Club is 8:40, 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. And at EVA Golf Course, EVA Beach Golf Course, 9:06 and a 10:18. On Maui, there's an 11 o'clock, an 11:50, and a 12:30. The better half's going out, so may you all hit the sweet spot every time. On the Emerald course, there's an 11:50 and a 12:40. And on the Blue course, there's a 10:40, an 11 o'clock, and a 12:30. And at Maui Nui, there's a 9:50 and a 10:16. And the Hendrix group is going out, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right. Now, first of all, I mentioned the climate prediction for this coming next season. La Nina is favored to emerge by the end of November. So we've got another couple of, you know, like 4 weeks. It's expected to persist until spring of 2025. And after a slow start to the wet season, they say, the climate model consensus favors large-scale, above-average rainfall from December 2024 through April 2025. So sounds like we're going to have some rain for a while. Rainfall distribution can be influenced by the strength of La Nina. So the stronger La Nina events can have a higher than normal trade wind frequency. That pushes the focus, literally pushing the rainfall on the east facing windward slopes. Now, a weaker La Nina event can have more weather systems that produce significant leeward rainfall. And so the probabilities favor a weaker La Nina, which means we're going to get soaked on the leeward side. Drought across the state. Now, here's the good news, okay? Drought across the state should be eliminated by the end of the wet season, I should say, if we're going to be getting above average rainfall from December through April. All right. And the other part, the other impacts that, you know, I wish I could spare this. Probabilities favor above normal temperatures for the state. Like we haven't already had above normal temperatures for the state. Our today's forecast, partly sunny, the high today about 87 degrees, breezy. Oh, yeah, the east northeasterlies are with us, 8 to 18, gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. And tonight, mostly cloudy, low about 77, breezy with those east northeasterlies, 15 to 18 miles per hour, gusting to 25 as well. The humidity, 71 to 76%. So it's not you. People say to me, is it me or is it like really hot? No, it's not you. It's really hot. And the humidity is one of the big factors involved in all of that. All right, we're going to take another break and come back with Ron Cyrak after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
How do the pros keep their bodies fit? With professional stretching routines from Stretch Lab Hawaii. Our one-on-one assisted stretching sessions are designed to improve your flexibility and swing. Our highly experienced flexologists tailor each session to your needs so you can move better, feel better, and play better. Visit our studios at Kahala Mall, Kailua, and Ward Center. Stretch Lab. Live long, golf strong. Mention The Golf Club for half off your 50-minute stretch and mobility assessment at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
All right, next weekend, I know, I just know you're going to want to win Volcano Golf Course gift certificates because you heard all about it, you know. Between Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa, you're playing, you know, it's and the ball's going to go further because the air's a little, you know, less dense. The temperatures are lower. You're going to want to win. You're going to want to win. But today you can win. Right now, you have to be the ninth caller. And the number is 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. And you will win Poi Poo Bay gift certificates. Okay? All right. All you have to be is the ninth caller. Just give us a call and win. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award. He was with Golf Digest for a long time and an excellent writer. And sometimes we even get some of his writing. And I was so excited to read something just recently that he wrote. Suddenly it's cool for men to like women's sports. Suddenly, TV, radio, and internet talking heads who paid no attention to female athletes a couple of years ago are chatting up Caitlin Clark, mooning over the College Softball World Series, and weighing in on Nelly Korda's LPGA Tour winning streak. I love Ron. He's the author with Vision 54, a trilogy, Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen. Including Play Your Best Golf Now, member of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association Hall of Fame. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Thank you, Danielle. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Now, you're coming off the course after your Sunday round with friends. It was today at, Chuquesset? How do you
got it. You nailed it. Chuquesset Golf Club. Yeah. You're in lovely Wellfleet, Massachusetts, where it is Oyster Fest weekend. Wellfleet's famous for its oysters, and we have the Oyster Fest weekend every year. And our little town of 2,000 people becomes a town of 25,000 people today, this weekend.
Do you all have parades with, like, little oysters, big oysters, and floats? You know, people.
It ends with an oyster shucking contest. That's the big climatic event. It'll be tomorrow evening.
Some
live music and then the oyster shucking contest.
Shucking, and what do you have to do? Shuck the most oysters?
Yeah, whoever can open the most oysters in the set amount of time, like 5 minutes or something, whoever can open the most oysters in that time. And opening oysters is not easy, believe me. I've hurt myself more than once opening oysters.
No, and who gets to eat them all? You have to eat them as you shuck them?
No, you don't. But boy, two sentences that you've never hear me say is no thank you, I've had enough oysters, or no thank you, I've had enough lobster. You know, it's like, you can never get too much either of those.
No, you're right. I mean, it's like it just goes down, and then you're still hungry. Yep. Oh, I love it. I was really enamored with that what you wrote about. What inspired you to write about suddenly it's cool for men to like women's sports?
Well, you know, I started to think about it, and you know, Caitlin Clark was certainly driving the bus, and she got it in there. And the more I started to think about it, I look at my son-in-law, and he coaches his daughter's soccer team. He takes her to practice and everything. And I think part of what's going on here is not only has the quality of play in women's sports improved enormously because of Title IX, it's just really improved enormously, but also dads are driving their daughters to practice. Dads are going to their daughters' games.
Yes.
Dads are all in on their daughters playing sports, and they are encouraging their daughters to play sports, in part because mom is, you know, we're into our second generation of Title IX babies now. Girls are being raised by moms who played sports in college, so they're being encouraged to play sports. But dads are going to their daughters' games, going to their daughters' practices. So all of a sudden now, it's cool for them to like women's sports. Yep. You know, when I first started playing golf here at Chiquessa Club 18 years ago, I play golf with a bunch of guys who would not watch women's golf if you paid them to. They would not watch women's golf. But that whole attitude has changed because dads have daughters who are playing sports.
Yeah, that and it's true. You know, there's somebody at a, I think it's Golf Digest. How did he phrase that? He's a girl dad or
yep.
something, right? And that's it. You know, you're going to want your girl to succeed, and it's cool to hang out with your child. That's something else that's changed tremendously since, I don't know, 50s, 60s. You know, men didn't hang out with their daughters. That was the wife's job.
Right. And one of the other things that's happened, because, you know, dads are now watching their daughters play, and they're learning that you don't have to judge female athletes against male athletes. You don't have to say, oh, Annika Sorenstam couldn't beat Tiger Woods. Nobody's saying she could. But, boy, she sure dominated the people she was competing against.
Yes.
And so people are learning to judge the sport within the context of who their competition is. You know, when the University of Connecticut's women's basketball team won 111 games in a row and they passed UCLA's men's team, which had won 88 in a row. And I tweeted about that and I had all these people attacking me. They couldn't beat UCLA. I didn't say they could beat UCLA. I said they won 111 games in a row. I don't care who you're playing against. If you win that many in a row, that's really impressive.
Yes, you're really, really good.
yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of the women's game, we focus, of course, on, you know, the top players. And Nelly Korda was practicing, you know, and there's how many more tournaments are there for the women? I mean, it seems like they play.
Well, there's this week going on. Then they go to Hawaii and two in Florida. So four more.
They play longer than the men, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. You know, well, the men have, and they're getting rid of it, I think, this year. They have this wraparound season, which I never liked, where they start the 2025 season in October of 2024.
Right.
But they're sort of done. But the women go until the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And, you know, Nelly, the interesting thing now about Nelly, had to pull out of two tournaments in Asia because she injured her neck in practice. And what that may cost her is a chance to win the Bear Trophy, which is the trophy for award for the lowest scoring average. And she was about, I don't know, 3/100ths of a stroke behind Gino Titical to win that. But you need to play at least 70 rounds to qualify to win that award. And right now, Nelly's only played 56 rounds.
Oh.
And so she's going to have to play all the rest of the events. And I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, she may decide that she will, just to try to have a chance to win the award. But I'm thinking, since she's coming off an injury, probably not going to happen.
Yeah, no. And it should, I mean, you know, you with the neck injury, she should definitely let that heal and forget about it until next year. She's got,
and she's had a lot of. The blood clot problem is a whole separate thing, but she's had back problems also. And if you've got back and neck problems, you know, it was a neck injury that essentially was the beginning of the end for Annika Sorenstam. You know, she had it in 2007, then in 2008 retired. So those are two bad places for a golfer to be injured.
Yes, absolutely. Rest, Nelly. Rookie of the Year is the next thing on the list. And I didn't realize that the United States hasn't won the Louise Suggs Rolex Rookie of the Year Award since 2005.
Paula Creamer, yep. I remember that. She won twice that year. She won the tournament in New Rochelle, New York, and then she won the Avion tournament that year, yep. And she was a remarkable season by her, because she played her way onto the Solheim Cup team that year in only 1 year's worth of play. You know, you have 2 years worth to accumulate points. She only played 1 year and played her way on. But no, there has been no American Rookie of the Year since then, and it's not going to be this year. It's going to be Mao Saigo of Japan, who's, and actually, I think this year is the first year, and I think I'm right on this, the first year in quite a while where the LPGA has had no rookie win this season. But Mao Saigo has won, or she's finished in the top 10 9 times, she's pretty much got it locked up.
Yeah, her points are 829. The next one is Jin Hee Im of South Korea, 707. And in the tournament right now, she is just 12 under par.
Yeah.
With, Megan Kang, Ronin Yin, Jeanette Wanasin is 13 under. Gino Tidicol is 13 under as well. And then at 14 under, we have three: Ryan O'Toole, Heron Rue, Gino Tidicol. Excuse me, I mentioned her at 13 under, so there's only two at 14 under. And then we have at 15 under, Ashley Buhai. Then Yujin Sung at 16 under, and Hannah Green at 18 under. 18, 64, 64, 70. I'm looking at this going, wow, that is an incredible two rounds. And, you know, a little tired maybe in round three.
Hannah Green's really an underrated player, an Australian. She's won a major championship. She won the KPMG Women's PGA. And she's just really a solid, solid, good player. And doesn't get the credit quite that she deserves to get, but she always puts herself in a position to have a chance to win, and wins quite frequently. I do think that when you see somebody like Mao Saigo emerging as Rookie of the Year, and you sort of say, and every time you say, I never heard of this person, then you start to do your research and you found out, well, she won the first three tournaments she ever played on the Japan LPGA Tour. You know, that was in 2022. Not a bad way to start your career out. So there's a lot of really, really good players who start their career on the Japan LPGA, the Korea LPGA, the China LPGA, and they hone their game there. And then they come to the LPGA,
and you think they're
coming out of nowhere, but they're not. They've already won a lot of tournaments,
and they're tough.
Yes. Oh, they're competitively tough. Really competitively tough.
Yes. Yes. They don't shy away from much of anything. I'm curious. My next topic, of course, is Greg Norman may be on the outs from LIV Golf, to be replaced by, who knows, and there may be a deal in the works, maybe with the PGA Tour and LIV. Maybe this is all happening. But then I hear on another side that he's just putting himself in a different position. What do you hear, Ron? You know more about these things.
Well, I do think there's several ways to look at this. One is... I do think he's out as CEO. He's out as commissioner of that tour, and because there's no way if the PGA Tour and LIV Golf are ever going to reach any sort of arrangement, the PGA Tour is going to insist that Greg Norman have nothing to do with it because they despise him. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he twice has tried to bring down the PGA Tour. The first in 1995, and that went nowhere. The Saudis will gladly sacrifice Greg Norman if they can work out something with the PGA Tour, and they will pay him to sacrifice them. They'll give him another title, some sort of thing where he has nothing to do with anything, but he still gets some money. So I think there's a positive sign in there that, okay, maybe this is a step in the right direction because the PGA Tour despises Greg Norman. They want nothing to do with him. And if he's out, there's more of a chance of a merger. I still think there are enormous regulatory problems here. And I think that the Saudis are never going to be willing to open the books to the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia and show exactly how much money is there and where it's all going.
Oh.
And I think as long as they don't open their books, they're going to have trouble getting approval from American regulatory agencies.
Oh, dear. He's getting rid of Greg Norman, to me, was like, oh, yay, finally this thing is going to be over. And no, we've got regulatory agencies to mollify. You know, it's like, wow, it's never ending. Have you heard of Johann Rupert, the driving force behind the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship?
Yeah, you know, I don't know a whole lot about him, but, that event has emerged as, I don't know what you say. It's sort of the European Tour's version of Pebble Beach,
yeah.
You know,
of that
celebrity am thing. And it's a wonderful event. And you get a lot of the people who pop up at Pebble Beach, like Bill Murray, will also pop up over there to play.
Yeah, it's been said that he's a factor in getting these two sides to come together at some point. But when you said if they're not opening their books, they're not going to open their books. And finally, we always run out of time, Ron. What's up with that? All right, I can't believe that the PGA of America is going to charge $255.27. The fact that it's 27 cents for Tuesday's practice round to go to the Ryder Cup. And
$750 for the competitive round.
Yes!
Yep.
Well, have they lost their mind?
I'll tell you what's going to be interesting, and what the other shoe I'm waiting to drop here is, one of the players going to start to complain. You know, the players don't get paid to play in Ryder Cup.
Oh.
What they get is about, they get and this happened, I'd say around 1999, Mark O'Meara and a couple other players started to complain they were getting no money out of it. So the PGA of America decided, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll make a $200,000 donation to the charity of your choice for each player who participates.
Yeah.
So they're doing that. So now that's good for the players because it's a tax write-off for them, you know. I'm expecting to hear players start to complain. They're charging $750 for a ticket. Hey, I want a cut of that action.
Yes. Why not? I mean, if they have the audacity to charge that kind of money for one day, you know, and you don't get to come back and afford to be able to see, this is nuts.
And let me tell you something. While I think the Ryder Cup at Bethpage is going to be awesome, 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 because New York sports fans are absolutely nuts.
Okay.
Part of the problem is in a Ryder Cup, those first on Friday and Saturday, when you only have four matches on the golf course at a time, and if you have 40,000 spectators trying to follow four matches, you can't see anything. It becomes a made-for-TV event at that point.
Yes, and I'm going to be relaxing in front of my TV.
Yep.
I love talking with you. Ron Cyrak, thank you so much for being with us in the clubhouse today.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Talk to you down the road, my friend.
Aloha. All right. Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions, just like the pros get, to improve your flexibility and your swing. They're at Kahala Mall, Kailua, and 1000 Oahu Street. That's in Ward Village. It's Aloha Power's Gosh Darn It's Still Hot Sale. Riding mowers from homeowner to supersized landscapers. In stock. Mower accessories galore. Available. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. I can't speak English today. Let your equipment do the work. You get it done faster. You get it done smarter. You don't hurt your back. Yeah. Get yours today. Aloha Power Equipment in Iwile next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. The Honolulu Sign Company. Remember that sign that's so important that you find, Aloha Power Equipment when you make the turn going into, The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. They can't find you if you don't have a sign. the Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, health, and friendship, go golf. And thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.